Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for July 17th. The President is going to be speaking at a rally tonight, but I wanted to get you caught up on a couple of recent Q posts. So those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QMap.pub and QAnon.pub. You can get Android apps if you want to get notifications when Q is posting. There is Q Map and Q Alerts. You can also get the Get Pushed app on your iPhone, and then look for the Q Alerts notification. All right. My theme for this broadcast is think for yourself. Don't have a whole lot of messages from Q, but we do have a couple I want to get to, and they have to do with the accusations that President Trump is a racist. Before he ran for the White House, no one had ever accused Donald Trump of being a racist, at least no one famous. Donald Trump was actually honored many times by people and organizations that support minorities, like Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition. They awarded Donald Trump an award 2 years in a row, 1998 and 99. They had him speak at one of their conferences. This is the Wall Street Project Conference in 1999, when Trump donated some office space on his businesses in Wall Street for basically to assist blacks getting their businesses started. So pretty big controversy this week. Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and a couple of other people in Congress have accused the president of being a racist. Q posted a link to a video of Omar talking about Trump, and then posted this, pictures of Donald Trump with Jesse Jackson, different black leaders and entertainment figures. And Q wrote, "What happens when the controlled are told to create a new false racist narrative, disinformation campaign in brackets? Do the sheep follow? Think for yourself. See the truth." Q. And Morning Joe and Mika like to accuse Donald Trump of being a racist, as well as a lot of other mainstream media people. However, in an interesting moment of honesty, Morning Joe once actually admitted that he knew that Trump was not a racist. Let me listen to this clip here real quick.
We saw him for 12 years behind closed doors. Never, ever once, I'll say under oath, I'll put into an affidavit, never once heard him say anything close to being racially insensitive. Never once.
So, Morning Joe and Mika have known Trump a long time. And Joe has to admit that he knows Trump isn't a racist. So if he knows that, why does he participate in these attacks? Well, he does what he's told by those who control him, like everyone in the media. Q posted this drop as a link to a Breitbart article. I'm sorry, this was not a new drop. This is actually from the 10th, so this is from a week ago. Planned Parenthood news coming. I posted that because there was news from Planned Parenthood. And I don't know if this is Q is referring to. I think Q is actually referring to the DOJ-FBI investigation into allegations that Planned Parenthood has been illegally selling fetal tissue. But Liana Wen, who is the president of Planned Parenthood, she was actually fired during a secret meeting at Planned Parenthood, and that came out a couple days ago. And according to Wen, her departure was a matter of philosophical differences. The organization wanted to focus on abortion care while she wanted to focus on broader healthcare issues. That was in a statement that she published. Okay. In other news, R. Kelly was ordered to be held without bail pending charges of having sex with minors. And let's see. In other news, an attorney for new victims of Jeffrey Epstein is reporting one victim who claimed that Epstein had sexual contact with her while he was actually serving his sentence. So that will be considered probably at his bail hearing, which I think is tomorrow. There is also a new filing from the Southern District of New York. In that case, they filed a motion, it's basically just a brief, stating that Epstein has not yet, his attorneys have not yet explained why he has a foreign passport, that it, even though it's expired, and if he is a citizen of a country other than the U.S. So we'll get into more news on that tomorrow. I believe that's when his next bail hearing is. Okay. Q also posted this on the 14th. Fake news only attacks only validate the message. And then he signed this post with Godfather 3. This is 3 days ago. Well, Godfather 3, as I said, is a reference to, if you understand the plot of the movie Godfather 3, has to do with the Mafia and the Vatican. Q said, my signatures all reference upcoming events. Well, this morning, news report here from the Daily Mail, a 200-strong force of FBI and Italian police targeted the New York Gambino family and the Sicilian Inzerillo Mafia clans during pre-dawn raids this morning in Sicily. Now, I don't know, again, if that's what Q was referring to with the Godfather 3. Was this a reference to these upcoming arrests? I don't know. I suspect there may be something else coming. Q has not confirmed any of these news stories. All right. That is all I have for you on this update. I told you I'd make it short. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. I will catch you on the next broadcast.